sitting here gossiping. Oh wait, let's learn a little. The truth is, I sound knowledgeable. I'm really very not knowledgeable. I have a little knowledge now. It's like when I talk to the gardeners, I think the gardener is very knowledgeable because I don't know anything. So I'm sitting here talking about something I really don't know anything about. These guys have a handle on basically every aspect of the business, from the shivuk to the halachas to what's out there, what's practical. Because, we're getting different to reshot from the other Rabbanim we want to hook on to. This one wants this part of the south, and this one wants the chamamol, So we asked them today, what's practical and what could be done? And, how much could we slice, would it be possible to know what part of the south it's from? So the truth is, they said they don't know. We could meet with their shivuk people. They don't know everything. They say that we have to meet with their people that make all these arrangements, that sign the contracts with the farmers. It's very complicated. Okay, let's learn a little. Okay, the third paragimel, the fifth shir in paragimel, the chokum and aleph and noyz v'adar. More than three, let's learn the Mishnah. You saw the Mitzvadeo Sholosh Sholosh as Pasos the Beis Saw, right? Three piles in the Beis Saw. Yosef Mikan, so those Lord that kept in the printed word Osur, but wrote on the Shina and the Skulls on the side that everybody's verse either Mutter or the Groz, and it's Divir Reb Shimon. In fact, the Gemara is going to ask that Reb Shimon in the previous Mishnah was matter more than three piles. So why the repetition in this Mishnah? So either you garis mutter, or you garis machtziv. The gross garis, the word machtziv, which means you make an indentation in the field and you put it in the indentation, which is sort of like chachamim, but more kal. Chachamim require a major, like on a different level. Achiyamik shloisha three tvachim. You build a platform of three tvachim. Okay, so that's the first part of the Mishnah. Next. Also adam is volal otsar. Also adam is volal otsar. In other words, you can make one pile and make that as, I guess it's going to have 10, but you can make it as big as you want. That's the statement. Also adam is volal otsar, that you can make it as big as you want. Reb Meir, either Omer or Oser, doesn't really make a difference. Achiyamik Shlosha, again, you make it clear that it's not fertilizing the field. Now what's Reb Meir's problem that this solves? So we'll see in the Gemara. Why in the world was Reb Meir Oser? You're making a huge pile of Zevel. What is Reb Meir afraid of? What is his problem? But upon him, he asks it, Achiyamik Shlosha, or Achiyak Bia Shlosha. And again, when you say Achiyamik Shlosha and Bia Shlosha, it really sounds like, without that, it looks like you're actually being mezabel the field. Because the purpose of being Magbia Shlosha, of being Magbia Shlosha, is then it's very, very clear it's just for storage purposes. Because it's not even on the same level as the field. So, what's Rav Meir's issue that this solves it?
Is Yamik Shlosha the same thing as Nazi?
As what?
Nazi.
Apparently not, according to the Groh, for sure not, because there was a machlekes. So apparently machzim is even a small amount, and here you need gimel tvachim, according to the Groh.
That's the bottom of the palace, gimel tvachim down, or the top?
I would imagine where it's sitting. What you want to make it is, I think Rashi's lashon and moed katan in Bavli, is that people don't plant a field on two levels. So, when it's on a different level, it's for sure storage. You don't have your field be. So I would imagine it's the bottom. The Rash Shvilio really has an interesting shot in Osa Odom as Volo Otsar, which really tells us right away then what Rameo's problem is. It's a chiddush. Look at it. It's a very, it's an interesting shot. Osa Odom is, it's the Rash Shvilio. Osa Odom as Volo Otsar. Pirsha Beno Shimshin. Those from Sholosh Hashpatos Lebeisa in Bol Hanicha B'Makom Echad B'Sade, the Hainu Shloshim Mishpolos B'Makom Echad Mutter. Okay, so far so good. Loiteva Kechi De'Asri Rabbanon, more than three Hashpatos Lebeisa, so you can't pile up more than 10 in one place. So that's the Chiddush. Below Yadana, he says, my Kamashmon, why is that a Chiddush? We already said, Mesifan Ala Mishpelos, that you could put more than 10 into a Mashpel. So, came B'Mokom Echad, Yachalit and Kol Masha Yirza. So, even when you have three piles, you can pile up more than 10 in each one. So, why can't you put them in one place? Like, what's the problem? So, he has a whole shot. Lachay, nearly the Farish, a different meaning to Oysa Adam as Volo Otsar. Kahid the Perakamat the Psochim, Oysa as Beso Otsar. You make your room into a storage area. Upirish Rashi's out. Shechnisham Tfua Oschara. Vachanami, Oso Adam Ezvolu Otsar means, doesn't mean he made a pile. He means Shaoso Bezvolu Otsar, he made it into a storage place. And farmers came from all over, and they're using his facilities to store their Zevel. He became like a storage facility. Sheavilu Shamachem Zevel Sholahem. And they pay him for storage. Ubon Bali Sodos, and then Bali Sodos come and they buy Zevel from him. So he opened a Zevel business, it means.
He says, that's not the
Tzura,
how you did
right.
It.
Right. Also, the Mezvolo also means the Tanakhama says you can operate a Zevel business on Shvius. And everybody comes and brings a Zevel to you and you sell it for them. Ramei Reiser! Ramei Reiser. So now already, you know, Ramei Reiser, now there's something going on that there is the answer.
Well, what's the answer? Why?
I guess it looks like people, I'm assuming the Pshan the Rashvilio is that now it really looks like people are being mazabal. The system looks like people are being mazabal their fields on Shvius. You open the Zevel store on Shvius.
I don't think
he's
really being the
Sayeda. So that's how we learn to know Sodom as Volo Yotze. Okay. Okay, so that's Rameyer. So that's the second din of the Mishnah. The first din was having more than three Ashbos of Esau. The second one was Oitzadim as Volo Yotze. In each of them, there was a first sheet of Kula and a second sheet of saying Achiyamik Shloisha, Achiyakbiya Shloisha, either more than three piles, or making Zvala Yaitzar. Now comes the third din.
That shot of Meir is much harder to understand.
I think it's easier. Now I understand what's usher.
No, I understand why it's usher. I don't understand how changing the tzura of how you store it. Because according to that shot...
Yes, yeah, so why is Yamak Asar Shiyamak Yishloisha? That's a good question. I don't know. I don't have an answer. Rashi Shvili Yotaka doesn't say anything. Yeah, I don't know. Mayor Iser. Maybe he's not Garisit. I don't know. You can't tell from the Rashvilio. Oh, do you have a Kavnoki?
No.
Kavnoki produced like Yerushalmi according to the Rashvilio. So I would be interesting if he had that Gersa. But they don't have anybody taking it out, really. Or Mayor Omer or Osir. No. Okay. Takatorachim. Okay. Third din. Hayaloi dover muat, moisavol of hayalach. So really, there's a two lashinus in the Gemara exactly what this means. The Marafulda here says one of the two pshatim in the Gemara. He doesn't have enough zevel. He can't take out all 30 at one time. 10, 10, 10. So what do you do? So Tanakam holds, and Chanani, when you start off your piles, you're starting off with a little. You're having less than 10. You don't have to only take out 10 at one time. You take out little by little, and it builds up. That's what the Tanakam holds. Rabbi Elizabeth Azariah, Oser, the Marafulda says, Shema lo yeh lo zevel yoser. That's That's why it's aser. Because maybe he'll stop there. Venere comes up also there because he doesn't have the shear of the pile. So, same thing. Here he introduces the idea of Yitin al-Hasela with Chaim Kanievsky in the Bir HaHaloch. The Rambam says Yitin al-Hasela for all three possibilities. For the first two also, in other words. Yitin al-Hasela means to put it on land that's sella. Right? What's the word?
Arable.
What?
Arable.
Arable. Okay. What's the word?
Arable.
A spell.
Like Arable.
Okay. So the Rambam says, he has some suggestions why the first two didn't say it's in the Bir HaHalacha. And the Rambam parak beis halacha beis and halacha gimel. Let's learn some Gemara. V'lama t'nitzu a train zim. Why? So the Marafulda, if you remember Rav Yirmiyah, he learned that that was what Rav Yirmiyah was bothered by in New Testament days. But, okay, that's Lishitasa, that was Rav Yirmiyah's problem on New Testament days. But here, okay, but it exists as an independent question. The truth is it says, the Pnei Moshe learns the kasha is both on Tanakama and on Rosh Shimon. In other words, Oysa Adam is Sadeya Shalva 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 is also repetition. And Yosemikan Mutter, let's say, is repetition, so the Gemara is on both. He learns. Okay. Amr of Yirmiya can the Poiches Menamish Bolos. Barom Hocha Ba'isa Bekashir. Khan means here in our Mishnah. The Gemara focuses on Rav Shimon. Even according to the Pnei Moshe, the teretz of the Gemara is on Rav Shimon. There's a chiddush in Rav Shimon here that you can make more than three ashposois even if they have less than 10 in each. Barong, however, Hocha, so we have Hocha, but if you'll see, the Gemara changes it to Tamon. Barong, Tamon, over there, meaning in the first Mishnah, ba'isa b'kashir. So the first Mishnah, in other words, it's not the first Mishnah just tells you that Rav Shimon allows you to have more than three when you have 10 in each. And this Mishnah adds and says Rav Shimon allows you to have more than three even if you have less than 10. Okay. By the way, the Gra changes the girsa, but there's a rush. They bring down a Masechet Shavuos Bavli that says that Yerushalmi is notorious for not being careful about what's Hocha, what's Hosom, and what's Tamon. It just, I don't know. They're not careful. The Derech HaYerushalmi is not to be precise with Hocha and Hosom. Okay. So that's the Teretz of the Gemara. So the Teretz of the Gemara is in Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon is saying a Chiddush in our Mishnah, even if it's less than 10. You could still have more than 3. But Tani Chen Aldur Rav Shimon, and like Tanya Nabi Hachi, I guess, Ubelavach lo yifchos la ashpa misholos mishpelos. Oh, in other words, wait a second. Rav Shimon must have a minimum shear. First of all, he calls it a mashpel. So, second of all, if you wouldn't have a minimum shear, then you would attack and be mezavol sadeo. So the brayso gives the minimum shear. So I guess that's the raya that he allows even less than 10 because he gives the minimum shear, which is 3. So, b'lach lo yichos lash b'misholosh mishpelos. Okay, next. The chachamim oisrin. Who's the Rav Meir Oyser, the Gros says. This goes on Rav Meir, this is Rav Meir answering Oyser Zvoloi Oyser. Okay. But Oyser Yoyser Mikashir. If you do more than 30, Rav Meir's answering Zvoloi Oyser is more than 30. Abel b'kishir b'shloishim b'koymus mutter b'mokamechav b'kol shkeng. That's for sure. Everybody's moedi can do three piles of 10 each. So you can bring 30, whatever it is, mishpelos total to your field. So, wait a second, the Gemara is saying. If a mayor allows three of 10 each, so if you take all of them and make them into one big pile, of course the mayor's not going to ask for that. That's only better. So what the mayor asks is more than 30. That's what the Gemara says. But oisa yoisa mikashir. More than the shear of, here the Rashulio says, the hainu b'mokum echad, yoisa mishleisha mishpeilos. Abel b'kashir, hashta b'shleisha m'koinus, esu mishpeilos l'chol hashba, shori remeir, koshkin b'mokum echad. V'loi osu remeir, ela b'toisefes, yoisa mikashir b'mokum echad, loishna oisa, loishna shena oisa, z'loli oitzer. No, he's not goyrus the whole. This is the Ratzilia Lushitas. I remember he had a whole story with Zolli Yitzchak. That's why he says here, you can't pile up more than 30 in one place, whether or not you're making Zolli Yitzchak. Doesn't matter. So what's the point? I guess logically you'd say, I don't know. What's wrong with more? So this, the Achrayim always make always a suggestion that once it, like the, it like spreads out. Yeah, you have too much. Like there was a, there would be a certain amount of land on which the zevel would lie. So once you pile up too much, it spreads out widthwise. So you get some zevel on the ground being resembled the field. That's one suggestion. So up till 30, apparently that's. When you weigh the way it looks, so that the Gemara assumes is okay. And more than 30 is already over the limit.
All these shearing of the base saw, does that mean that in every single base saw you can do this? Or
yeah.
You have six base saw you can do one big six?
I mean, if you own two base saw.
That are adjacent to each other.
Yeah, I don't see why it would have to be on the base saw.
You could do all in one corner of the.
I would think you could make six. I don't know. I was thinking of Svara. I don't know if it's true. I don't really don't have a basis to say it. Just in Svara. That Rameir holds once you go past a certain limit. So maybe it looks more like you're going to be Mazavod your field. Shvius. I don't know. In other words, up to the point, so you're storing it. But now, like, it's so much.
Nobody would store that much.
It's so much. Like, what are you going to do with so much? Al Karkach, you're going to start. Be was out of your field now. Don't know. Let's see. Nobody. Nobody so really explains it. They say because it spreads out over a larger area. What I said is also shtar from Nagbiya Shleisha and Maimik Shleisha. Because if what I said is true, so then why should that help matters any?
It says in the
what? Which story?
It looks like you're about to be in the positive.
We have the Vir Maskal left.
Or Mayor, that's it.
I'm an olive. Nikahu Shem, Dr. Sheikh, call us a little bit. Oh, the way he says it, maybe it answers the question. Nikahu Shem, Dr. Sheikh, call us a little bit. So maybe when you build a platform or your Maimik Shloisha, then again it does look like you're going to just store it. Because it's like you built a storage facility. Oh, so the best Pshat is the Pnei Moshe on Amun Aleph that says that's the reason for the Isser, and that also explains that, you know, why Maimik Shloisha is better. Okay, and if the Pshat is, they learned, it goes off to the sides more. They bring that from the Mara Fulda. So that also is good. My mishloishim and my bishloishim. Okay.